finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
All right, let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Bustler, but everybody else in between throwing it down. The Wicked Wednesday has begun on a day that we didn't have any NHL or NBA basketball. But we do have announcements. The Big Ten set to kick off late October, 23rd, 24th, the weekend. The Big Ten is back. Now word that the Pac-12 wants in. You have to wonder about the Mountain West as well, as things are starting to fall into place in the college football world, although there's already been major ramifications across the board, specifically in the Big Ten. A ton of players have already opted out, and a ton of them aren't coming back, even though the Big Ten is going to kickstart the season. The Michigan Wolverines hit specifically hard. Speaking of being hit specifically hard, we're going to hit the U.S. Open pretty hard this evening on the program. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart's going to step up, and then we've got a million and one U.S. Open golf props for you. Picks, props, finishing positions, matchups, and everything else in between. We're breaking it down with the Raging Redhead. NFL football returns. Thursday night football. Is it pro football? I don't know. It's the Bengals and the Browns, but it's football nevertheless, and it's football that we can bet on. And as crap as the matchup seems to be, I actually think we might have a favorable matchup as far as laying it down on this football game is concerned. So we're going to break that down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Babano, of course, steps up and in on Wednesday nights as well. And Babano, no doubt, is going to have an opinion or two on the New York Islanders and the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Tampa Bay Lightning better get it done in Game 6. Otherwise, Game 7 might not be as favorable for them. We've seen the Tampa Bay Lightning fall short time and time again in the past. And speaking of falling short, people are still freaked out. The Kawhi Leonard and the Los Angeles Clippers fell short. But the NBA playoffs go on without the overhyped Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets, now getting 7 points in Game 1. We're breaking it all down. Game 2, Miami-Boston. Babano, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, Sports Rage Late Night, the Wicked Wednesday. You know how we do it. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Sports Rage late night. I am Gabe Morenci. The Wicked Wednesday edition of the program. We're throwing it down on a night in which there's no NBA or NHL playoff action. There is an announcement. The Big Ten is coming back. College football. We've got a bunch of college football games on the board that we're going to hit this week. NFL football returns Thursday night football, but we've got the U.S. Open. That's next man up. U.S. Open. It's time to see what's in Cam's bag. The raging redhead Cam Stewart steps up and in. And you know what, Cam? I'm excited for another major right now, and I'm excited about the props that we put together on Game Time Decisions. And, you know, also the tournament matchup head-to-head props as well. So we're just hours away from tee-off right now. How are you feeling about the tournament?
I feel good, buddy. I think we're on the right guys, and I was really impressed on the show. I was impressed with what was in your golf bag there, too. You really busted it out and had some good picks. I was like, geez, man. Like, the problem with these golf tournaments, Gabe, is we like a lot of guys, and the thing is, whoa. You got to put the brakes on because then you look at the money that you spend. Like, there have been times, like, I'm telling you, man, like, it's crazy. Like, people don't understand. Like, and I start clicking and clicking and clicking and clicking. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I got, like, thousands of dollars riding on this golf tournament, right? It's, like, worse than an NFL Sunday. But we've narrowed it down good. We only have, like, you know, four winners. Like, usually I got, like, a six-pack or whatever. But it's good for this tournament because usually the cream rises to the top. So the matchup bets look good. We got some guys. And the only thing that's different on the show, just a few first-round leaders to make it interesting. You can't have a golf tournament without first-round leaders, and you get really good numbers there. So I usually take about, you know, six guys, but I got four guys lined up for you, buddy.
You know, that's one thing actually we didn't get to, and you were saving one long bomber as well, one long shot. We didn't get to the round leaders. So the first round leader odds right now at FanDuel, Dustin Johnson plus 1600, John Rahm 20-1, Justin Thomas 26-1, Rory McIlroy 26-1, Morikawa 29-1, Scheifele is 29-1, DeChambeau 32, Cantlay 33, Berger 36. Who are you looking at for first round leader?
Like to take a look at guys that have been there before and done that, Gabe. We're gonna start things off with one guy that we love. Dustin, first of all, Johnson and all those guys, like, if you look at this stuff, you're going to get better odds on the first round leader than the tournament. So if you like a guy who's a Thursday or Friday warrior, and, you know, it doesn't have to be our guys, it's a great, great thing to bet. First round leader actually offers the most because, you know, it's like, yeah, we'll give you this guy. He's got to win the whole tournament. But it's tough, Gabe. Me and you have had a number of seconds. We've hit a couple first round leaders. It's really hard to do in big fields. But we're going to go with Scheifele. He's a guy that can go low. We like him for the tournament, and I like him to come out of the gate hot, too. I think 29-1 is a great price when you look at it. Isn't that unbelievable? Look at his odds in the tournament, Gabe. He's 14-1, but for first-round leader, you know what I mean? He's 29. I think that's absolutely incredible, so we're going to go with that. Then we're also going to take a shot with Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood in the past is known to come out of the gate pretty well, and I like what I saw from him on the European Tour. He's 39-1 out of the gate, and then you look for two big bombers. You know, Dustin Johnson could be there, but the number's just not what we like, so I'm going to go with Tony Finau. He's a notorious Thursday warrior. Our boy Finau at 42-1, and the Wolfman at 60.
Speaking of 60, he's not quite there yet, but what about Phil Mickelson having a hot opening round?
You know what? I almost want to put like even $5 or $10 on
70
it.
70 to 1.
Yeah, that's the thing about Phil. Like, he's so always talking
pays
too.
$350.
Exactly. First round leader bets, they're amazing. See, do you hear the story?
But oftentimes,
Some guy put $35,000 on Phil or something like that. But anyway, continue. I'll tell you the story. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I think he put $65,000 on Phil, actually. $65,000. Yeah, good luck with that. But first round leader is often someone like it doesn't seem to be the favorites usually. It's usually someone like, yeah. I don't know. At the majors, I get it. It's a major. It's a little bit different. But so many times it's like, you know, Mackenzie Hughes or Corey Connors. It's like some sort of mid-tier, no-name guy that's
good
leading
call
after on the Thursday usually. It's not usually the top guys.
Yeah, that's why I have one guy that I think is very, very dangerous out of the gate. And people, you'll know if you watch European Tour Golf, one of the hottest players in the world. I'm going to have a sprinkle on him, even for top 20 in the tournament, Gabe. But first-round leader, Rasmus Højgaard with the silent J. Rasmus, on the FanDuel site, it'll look like Højgaard, but it's Højgaard. He's a Dane, 80-1. Watch out for this guy. Won tournaments in the past, top fives all over the board week to week. This guy is absolutely hot. But you're right. Like, going a little bit further down the list, like, I'm thinking about who are some of these guys that could be good first-round leaders. You don't want the guy to be, like, a total scrub. So what do you got? Lanto Griffin seems to be a guy that's been close before. You're right. He's 100. Mackenzie Hughes, as you mentioned.
I've got a drunken Brit dart toss of the night here. And I got nothing behind this. This is just when I was taking first round leader. He's sort of, I'm looking at him. I'm like, you know what? 60-1. And I'm pulling a name out of a hat here almost. Where do you think I'm going? 60-1. Brendan Todd. How about Brendan Todd to be leading after one round? 60.
Here's the thing. I almost made Brendan Todd a six-pack participant because the thing that people don't know about Brendan Todd, Gabe, is he's the straightest guy on tour, and he's one of the best putters on tour. But you know what the funny thing is? Me and you drunk almost hit it as far as him off the tee. And if you watch us play golf, it's not going very far. Brendan Todd is about 141st out of 142 guys length off the. But the thing is, he's also won three times in the previous year. He's a real good golfer, Gabe. And you know, sometimes you don't need to be the longest. I'm saying this course will get you, but that's actually an interesting way to look at it. Over time, your body's going to get worn out if you're in the rough and stuff. But if you come out in the first round, it won't affect you as much with Brendan Todd at 60-1. But a lot of these other guys, too, like you're looking for a guy that's like can have pretty good form. Andy Sullivan, 130-1, is a guy that plays really well in Europe. I wouldn't go much farther deeper than that. But those are guys, if you say it, like I can't believe that the value of the first round guys. Like we should be betting almost more guys in the first round because it's fantastic stuff.
How about this? How about Tiger Woods to and everyone's asking for the make the cut, miss the cut parlay.
Oh boy.
Yeah, they never win.
Here's the thing, guys.
Teaser. There's always one or two that's like, I can't believe that guy made the cut or didn't make the cut. Like, dude, I've never won. I've won one.
Know what, Gabe? Maybe in the second break when the Chatterbox Babano comes in, we can go through it. That's clam chowder.
Chatterbox. Tiger Woods to not make the cut. Not make it.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a Tiger couple Woods guys, actually.
Plus 156. Tiger Woods doesn't make it to the weekend. Plus 156.
I don't mind that. Let's go through it rapid fire. How much time do we have before the break? We got a couple minutes here. Dustin Johnson, -850, will make it. Rahm will make it. Thomas, -600, will make it. Rory will make it, -480. Shoffley will make it. Morikawa, should make it. Daniel Berger, make it. I would be very careful with Patrick Cantlay, might not make it. Webb Simpson will make it, -350. Hideki, -330, yes. Jason Day, -290, yes. Patrick Reed, -290, yes. I like Fleetwood.
You got everybody making it.
Yeah. Then we start like Justin Rose is a question mark to me. Tiger Woods is a question. So Rose is -215, Tiger 192. Fowler, I'm not sure about. Yeah, but all the time, that's the thing, man. This course is tough. Like, those are the guys that I think are like Dustin Johnson, Rom, Tom, out of the big boys, who won't make it? Cantlay, probably. And who else? Gabe DeChambeau could blow up, too. Those are a couple guys.
I agree with that.
The rest of them look pretty good, though. To make the cut, parlay. That's suicide, man. You know you're going to have 20 guys, 19 are going to make it. You're going to be sitting
there. Listen to this. Here's a seven golf banger. John Rahm, all to make it. John Rahm to make the cut. Dustin Johnson to make the cut. Justin Thomas to make the cut. Rory McIlroy to make the cut. Daniel Berger to make the cut. Webb Simpson to make the cut. Xander Schauffele to make the cut.
Agreed.
Plus 232. Babano steps up and in next. Joins us. Bring
it. I'm in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
Sports Rage late night. I am Gabe Morenci. Vent it. Wicked Wednesday edition of the program. We got a golf major. Everything is like everything is upside down, man. It's like a bizarro world. Opposites. Everything. Like, you know, we got the Masters around the corner right now. The NBA. We're into the conference finals right now. If the NBA goes seven games in the NBA finals, that'll go till October the 12th. And you think, like, all right, think about it. Then they're going to be back on Christmas Day. Like, the off season's like 2 months. There is no off season, essentially. Like we're already into next year. It's not like a typical, next year the Mavericks have a chance. Like, Ed, next year is in, like, 3.5 months right now.
Exactly.
It's pretty crazy when you put it in a perspective. You've got, like, same thing. The NHL season is going to kickstart again. They've got to get back on track. For you golf fans, man, there's major after major. They're giving away not one but two green jackets coming up. It's great stuff. So we'll get into the NHL. We'll get into a little NFL as well. But we'll get Cam's final golf picks here. I'm going to rattle off my picks as well. We'll see what Ian Cameron has. What's in, although I don't want to know what's in Babano's bag. Babano steps up and in. Ian Cameron. What's up, Babano?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, it's a good 4 days coming up. You got U.S. Open and conference finals in the NBA. Hockey's still going, and you got college and NFL football. It's a great weekend coming up. Can't wait.
Yeah, and then Major League Baseball playoffs around the corner. College World Series edition. 64 teams now make it in Major League Baseball. If you guys didn't hear, actually, my bad. I should have gotten to this breaking news tonight. They announced baseball. They're going to keep the 16 teams in the playoffs. It's crazy. We were just talking about this last night. They're going to keep the 16 teams in the playoffs, but they're actually adding another 16 teams from the minor leagues as well. So yes. There's going to be like, yeah, you add it up. It's like 89 teams, a 6-month tournament and all that. But all kidding aside, there is a lot of stuff to bet on right now. So we'll get down to business. I'll ask you right now, Babano, and then I'll throw it back to Cam. What do you have, U.S. Open? You're not the biggest golf guy, but I know you lay it down a bit. What do you have anything on this, considering it's a major? Who do you like? What do you got?
Yeah, I just have a couple guys that I threw in there. I like what Cam, I think Cam said Matthew Wolf. He's one of the ones I like at around 70-75 to 1. I think that was one that showed some value. This the big favorites, you know, Rahm, Thomas. I'm going to go with Rahm, you know, at 10 to 1. I think if there's one guy from that 20 to 1 or lower odds range, John Rahm's probably that guy that I would end up going with. And for some reason, I just have that gut feel. Based on, you know, the course, the layout, just the style that this tournament might take on, that maybe Shane Lowry's worth a look as a little bit of a long shot at 100 to 1. So those are the three that I circled in on.
I like John Rahm. Cam likes John Rahm. We never brought up Shane Lowry. Cam, your take?
Who, the Irish Bear? I got no problem with Shane Lowry. He's a big load of fun. I will say this: I actually think Babano might be on. Yeah, he's just what with money and a thicker beard, and our guts are the same. I will say this: Lowry for first
round.
Shane leader,
Lowry's got some real expensive whiskey in the cabinet. Imagine like being
yes.
at his place,
yes.
like after it's, a win when he busts out the real stuff. He
yeah,
sits
yeah.
down. Don't, it's like, oh, Shane, that's some real whiskey you got there.
Thing I like about Shane
like,
Lowry
he'd be
too.
Like, this is from 1612.
Exactly. 1612. Thing about Lowry is too. He was on Faraday show, and that's it, right? Like, we talk about golf and kids of privilege and stuff. Like, he was just like a middle, closer to a lower class kid in Ireland. His dad used to like take out loans to get him in golf tournaments and stuff. He didn't grow up
yeah, yeah,
a rich
I saw
kid.
That story, yeah.
He just worked it too. But I will say that it's funny. You were talking with Faraday, and Faraday used to be an absolute drunk, right? So he was a piss tank. And this guy used to party, but you're right, Gabe. It's funny you mentioned that. Lowry does like the finer things. When he won the Claret Judd, he said he filled it up with like the finest of scotches, a little bit of Guinness to rinse it off and rinse and repeat. So the Irish Bear hasn't found a beverage he doesn't like to consume.
Okay, I'm going to recap my golf picks before the show is over tonight, but I'm on the same page as you guys. We gave these picks earlier in the day. So to win the tournament, John Rahm at 10 to 1, Xander Schauffele 14 to 1, Webb Simpson 28 to 1, and Patrick Reed 34 to 1. That's my long shot, Patrick Reed. If I had to play two, I'd go John Rahm and Xander Schauffele. But we've got those top tens, but we'll get to those later. So, Cam, final golf picks, and then we'll switch gears to another sport in our final minutes with you, and then we'll keep Babano after. So, final picks, Cam.
Okay, to win, Rahm 10 to 1, Shifley 14, Reed 34, and Owl Wolf 65. Matchups, Simpson over Cantlay, Rahm over DJ, Wolf plus 105 over Victor Hovland, Hatton over Tiger Woods, Shifley over Morikawa. Top 10s, Rahm, Shifley, DJ. Top 20s, Fitzpatrick, Hideki, ooh, Wolfman, Simpson, Reed, Xander, Finau, Fleetwood. First rounder.
Thank you, Cam. Thank you very much, Cam, for mentioning Ty Hatton. That's the one I forgot to mention. 45 to 1.
See, Gabe, everybody. I told you, everybody loves Ty Hatton, and Babano does too. Shifley 29.
All the hipsters. All you hipsters and Ty Hatton.
All the hipsters love Hatton. First round leader, Shifley 29, Fleetwood 39, Finau 42, Wolfman 60. And if you want two Brits that are going to blow your mind, Ramos Hogard 80, and Andy Sullivan, his head's bigger than mine, 130 to 1.
We've got Ty Hatton, nice matchup bet to beat Tiger Woods. There's a play
Love
for
it.
You, Babano. Ty Hatton minus 150 to beat Tiger Woods. I don't think even Tiger Woods is going to make the cut.
Oh, by
Tiger
the way,
Woods
then
plus 156 not to make the cut.
And I got to mention one more thing. If anybody out there is thinking that's great value this weekend with that great on fire Rory McIlroy at 18 to 1, just stop betting golf already, please. Thank you.
Wow, Babano.
Wow.
You're really down on Rory. Guy just had a kid.
Shane Rory.
Jeez. Yeah. Come on now.
Settle down, Babano.
18 to 1, and he's been awful.
You're
so,
like,
come on.
Word on the street is you played a little some mini putt the other day, and you were like 38 over par.
Yeah, we're not talking about me being 18 to 1 to win a major championship, though.
Yeah, I don't mind it. Just don't bet. The guy still has the skills, Bobano, but I wouldn't go down strolling down Rory McIlroy Boulevard as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, there's one worse out there is Cantlay. Cantlay shouldn't be 27-1, and I bet Patrick Cantlay, before people know who Patrick Cantlay was, he should be in the 35-40 range. That guy's got no game right now, and they're talking about him like he's a champ. Anyway, I don't like him.
I can't get Rory skipping the ball into the water at East Lake a couple weeks ago out of my mind. That was just, whoa.
Happens to the best of them, buddy. Pure shank. He hit it high on the groove.
You got to understand, Cab, you don't follow, you got to read Babano's tweets. Babano's like one of those online sports guys that everybody sucks the after the shot. Bad, like, oh, yeah. I can't believe he did.
That's why I don't say that stuff, because I'm horrible, too. I used to be a really good golfer when I worked at a golf club and cleaned rich guys' clubs and lied to their wives about what they were doing. Oh, sir, can I get you another scotch? Yeah, so anyway, I know all the tricks in the book. I used to play every day, but Gabe, honestly, I haven't golfed like since we've gone golfing. Like, it's too expensive, my game sucks, and I don't really feel good at the end of it. And I get usually sunburned with boils, right? We were almost in the hospital with, what do we get, heat stroke that day. Yeah, that was tough. I was done with golf after that.
That was... Like, imagine, Cam, after that golf tournament, the Sports Rage Invitational, like, I felt like we went into, like, Arizona and we got stranded in the desert. And, like you said, bro, we all nearly ended up in hospital.
Yeah, no, I was
shivering, like you said, like, it was bad. And it was pretty humbling, actually, and humiliating, to be honest, that, like, old ladies play golf and stuff. And we played golf and nearly ended up in the hospital. Sunburnt, drunk, went on a gambling bender, got all wasted later that night. Like, woke up the next day, I was like a lizard. I was like both me and Cam both had heat stroke, sunstroke and stuff. Like, it was that bad. We had these dudes from Newfoundland. Like, these guys are as pale as it gets. Like, they went to the hospital, I think. They were
good
guys. We don't feel good. Like,
no, that's the thing. You don't put on the...
We're drinking warm beer on the course. Like, it was bad, man. Oh, did Cam go down? Oh, and Cam, do we still have Babano?
As Cam would say, he gone.
Yeah, exactly. Cam got mid-sentence, too. He was all excited. I was like, oh, that was I don't know. Nothing surprises me anymore, Babano. Nothing surprised me. I haven't played golf in a while. I used to play golf, Babano. Surprisingly enough, you wouldn't think of me as a golfer, but I'm a pretty crazy dude. Like, I'll really get into something, and when I do, I'm over the top. Like, I was watching on TV once. There was a commercial for a mini marathon, and I got into a bet with someone that I could do it. And I actually did it, but I got all into it. Like, I started buying, like, Joggers Weekly and, like, running magazines and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, I was like, reading. All right, yeah, I got to go this interval, like, drink this smoothie. Like, I got really into it. And same thing with golf. Like, when I started playing golf, man, I played a lot, bro. Like, I was playing, like, 4 or 5 times a week. I never really got that much better at it. And to be honest, it just, like, enraged me. Like, it wasn't,
yeah.
Like, people
well,
don't
I only
have
got
fun
worse.
To play
I only
golf.
Got worse every time I picked up a golf club, Gabe, so join the club.
Yeah, I started smashing things. Like, I was like, it just, like, angered me that I wasn't better. I was like, I don't understand. I played a lot. I should be better. I'm not. I suck. And, like, it started to anger me. And it just takes up the whole day. Like, if I lived, like, you know, like, on a golf course, I'd be good, but... maybe in my later years. All right, Sports Rage continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Sports Rage late night. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're kicking it. Cam Stewart, cool enough to be kicking it with us in the late night hours. Ian Cameron as well, a.k.a. Babano. Betting with Babano. We were just talking. We'll get to some picks. But we were just talking about golf and how wiped us out just playing like one golf tournament. We should note, it was like one of the first days of summer. It was hot as hell. I'm bald. I didn't even have a hat on. We drank excessively all day. Like it was one of those, like, just like lowbrow, drink anything anybody gives you type thing. Not like, hey, it was a great golf tournament with watermelon, with vodka in it and stuff. It was more like, yeah, we're crushing Coors, old Milwaukee, like warm. Like, it was just one of those. Everyone was pretty lit up by the end of it. It was a disaster and train wreck. And, yeah, I remember, like, we had some guys hustling us for money. They were all sober, like, hey, guys, and they're playing. Like, it was
Scroby's buddies.
Bon Scroby.
Yeah, that guy's a
crew.
Real shark. Yeah, he calls me on the – he called me a while ago, too.
A bunch of
want
drunk,
a cash
buddy.
Game?
I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy.
Exactly.
Hustle a bunch of drunk.
It's like, dude. I haven't golfed in 4 years. Want a cash
my
game?
Money? I'm like, we're not paying you. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, you guys.
Yeah. Oh, these guys are too much.
I was just saying, going curling was cool. People are like, Redsy, maybe bowling. I would love to be in a bowling league. I'd
I
like
love
nothing
bowling,
better.
Yeah.
I just bowling don't have fun. Time. I don't have time. I'd like nothing better to be. Babano, you strike me. You're the type of guy, Babano. I'm surprised you're not in, like, a bowling league.
I used to be, and it wasn't because I didn't enjoy it that I stopped going. It's just that I got more stuff to do day to day, work wise. I'm doing a lot more content now on various platforms. It's just tough.
One day a week to go bowling? Come on.
I know. It's
find time to go to the Stoop Festival.
Of course, now the bowling alley, at least the ones in a couple of ones that are close to my area right now, they've got totally different protocol now. Got to wear masks. Got to, and now they can't use every lane either. You got to be.
You
got to
bring your own ball. You got to bring your own ball and liquids.
That's right.
I would have to assume.
Yeah, you got to have all these. Yeah,
going to an orgy.
Requirements now if you're going to end up going
ball,
to the bowling alley.
Lotions and liquids.
Bring
masks.
Your own ball. Not BYOB.
Like that,
different kind
game.
Of BYOB.
Sounds like the Tom Cruise.
Yeah, no,
Tom
I know guys that own the lanes.
It's a good point, Ken.
Yeah.
You can't be putting your hand in those holes over and over. You're right.
Are you kidding me? What about the shoes, too? We got
I got my own shoes. I'm not wearing any raggedy little rundown, just beaten up old bowling shoes that the lanes provide you these days.
Yeah,
no way.
They give them a good spray, but it's better to have your own pair, I would think. But yeah, COVID-19, you got to have your own personal ball. You can't be putting your finger holes in other sweaty guys' fingers. Yeah, it's just it's not a good situation. I actually know a couple guys that own Classic Bowl. One of the best bowling alleys in the region, and they used to be really rich, and not so much anymore. It's really hurt them.
I used to go to a place called the Rose Bowl, and not the stadium, but a bowling alley, the Rose Bowl. Yeah, it sounds real cool, but one of those classic.
Pasadena sounds a whole lot better, Gabe.
There was there was like a hill, behind it, like this like little cliff, like next to the freeway. And basically, it was also like a bookie meeting spot. Like, it was one of those. It was like, meet me on Lakeshore. It was like, yeah, I'll see you behind the Rose Bowl. It was like, nah, I'll meet you in front of the Rose Bowl. How's that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like behind. It's like, yeah, you're going to put, like, people did get pushed off, like, all the time. It was like a thing. It was like a thing. You wouldn't die, but you'd, like, plummet on the trees and stuff. And, like, it'd be a bad time. You know what I'm saying? So... it was like, yeah, I'll meet you in front. It, like, if somebody said they wanted to meet you behind the Rose Bowl, bad, not good. The other place was
you know
the
what?
Orange.
It's, I've been.
Oh, yeah,
I remember
like
as a kid
like
being in
orange.
Bowling leagues, you guys. I remember being in some youth bowling leagues way back when, and we'd go to these really small, seedy bowling alleys, and there'd be some sights there. You'd see some big, you know, tough, like, they looked like they were bouncers there protecting the place. You'd see all kinds of sights. You'd see big, small, you know, fat, slim, rotten teeth, no teeth.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
You see everybody, basically, at
bowling
these places.
Is like wrestling, Babano. Everyone likes it. Brings out a wrestling crowd. Like, you know, after, like, a, like, yeah. It was, like, I'm telling you, like, after, like, a WWE audience, like, bowlers, man. You don't want to mess with them. They're like the NRA.
Thing about
I'm surprised
bowling,
there's
too.
Not a bowlers no, association about, yeah. union of bowlers, actually. And Cam, let me know what we agree. Get the picks, but, sorry, Cam, go on.
No, I was just going to say, bowling food is the best, too. You ever notice the grease is the best? Their snack bars rock. Like, if you want a really good, like, you know, like grilled cheese and fries, like, I used to go down to the bowling alley just to eat. Their menu rocks.
Once, Cam,
that's all.
I remember once, Cam, I got, like, hammered watching an NBA All-Star game with a bowling alley. I had, like, $3,000
on it. Oh, yeah, their
it.
Draft beer?
I was getting thinking, like, big vodkas double. They're, like, $6. You know what I mean? Like, it's a low brow bowling
value.
What else? It's even better. Small ball bowling. So, you know, small ball bowling.
Five pin?
Yeah, five pin.
That stuff's for losers. Five pin bowling blows.
Yeah, it's like a 9-hole golf course.
Crap.
You don't all have the real estate, Cam. Listen, if I was loaded, I'd get a bowling lane in my place. But just quick story about bowling. This is hilarious. It was years ago. It was probably about 15 years ago. And we're in Las Vegas, me, Cam Stewart, and we're doing a thing at the time with Covers.com. We used to be with Covers in those days. And so, like, everyone from Covers was there. It was, like, a big deal. It was, like, football starting, Mark Lawrence, Teddy Covers, Dave Malinsky, Steve Merrill. So me, Cam, we're all there doing shows. It was a good time. And we're staying at the Sunset Station in Vegas, Henderson. And
love it.
And Steve Merrill. We noticed when we're there, all these like PBA signs everywhere, Pro Bowlers Association. And Steve Merrill's like, I was in, and me and Cam noticed too. We all noticed. We're like, did you guys see like bowling? And it said, you know, from here. And I was like, is this actually now? And we're like, yeah, it's actually now. Wow. There's actually like the Pro Bowl bowling tours here. Well, it was pretty cool. It's almost like playing on a real NBA court. So, We were pretty wired, guys. This is years ago. We partied hard in those days. Vegas. It was literally like 4:30 in the morning, man. And we're at the hotel. We're there. And we roll into the bowling alley. And they had all the pro stuff, the banners up and everything. And we said, can we bowl? It was open. They said, yeah, go ahead. And I remember it was me, you, Frank, and Bull, and Shell Dog. Remember, we put like $200 on the game. Like, and
yeah,
we bowled on a pro alley. It was pretty cool. Like, everything was set up and everything. It was like, yeah, real cool. High end bowling, Babano at Palace.
Best thing about you, Morency.
Yeah, the PBA tour would go there, basically. That would be good enough for television, right? Like a bowling PBA.
It was. They were there.
Yeah.
They were there. That's what
it was awesome.
They were there when we were there. Like, Babano, the TV would go there. Yes. Like, we were there.
Yeah. No, trust me. Like, yeah, we were bowling on the pro lanes. And Morency's like, I look at the lane afterward. There's like dents in the lane. Like, they had to rebuff it out. Like, he's throwing like rainbows up. Pow, pow. Like, we were wasted.
A lot of spilled drinks, too. They weren't happy. It was like,
yeah, a lot of spilled drinks.
We got it over to Mike a couple of times. Lane nine, please stay out. Please stay on the other side of the line.
Exactly.
We're sliding along.
I've waited 10 minutes for a damn lane to get fixed in the past. Some of these places, they're not fast acting on you when the pins get all jammed.
Me and Shell Dog won against Cam and Frankable. I remember that. I remember we were victorious.
Yeah, we choked. It's my fault. I was on fire for a while, and then I think the booze really hit me, and I started getting rattled. Yeah, that's true.
I think
good times though.
Too. You were on fire, nothing like being all wired bowling at 4 a.m. I think we went to the gun range a couple hours after that morning.
I'm shooting guns. Range. I'm shooting targets. I'm all drunk up and drunk and
more drunk. We rolled.
We should have been arrested, but
they gave us more problems like drunk bowling than we did at the gun range. Like bowling, they're like,
that's,
I don't know, you guys are pretty
point.
Drunk. Remember, Cam, we're like, you guys are pretty drunk. You sure you can bowl? We're like, yeah, we're good. Gun range, you're like, which gun you want? Like, we're always.
Buddy, I still got my targets. I got my targets in the closet. I got a picture of Bin Laden, and I absolutely pummeled him like 5 times in the head. And I got a picture of Duke that I murdered, too. Like, my gunshot was pretty good, actually. And I was wasted.
We put up a Duke basketball logo, and people at the range were loving it. Hey, you guys are hilarious. Look at that. They had Bin Laden.
It's amazing how much better your aim. It's amazing how much better your aim with the gun gets when you put the picture of something you hate up to shoot at. Right?
It was during March Madness. Yeah, it was during March Madness. We put a Duke basketball logo up worth the gun range.
I still got it in my closet.
It's awesome. That was some fun times. Anyways, all right. So before we get you out of here, Kev, tomorrow, Islanders and the Lightning. Man, I tell you what, if Tampa doesn't finish them off in this game, they're going to lose the series. Islanders are going to win game seven, so they better win this. What's your take? Who do you got?
I still think Tampa's going to win, Gabe. I'm not in any rush to bet it. I got to figure it out. How do we not go back to the under if we don't get that extra hook at 5.5? Everyone's talking. All these games go over. The Islanders like to play that style. They want to grind you into the ground. So that's something that we're going to look at. In the football game, we've already talked about the Bengals. I think that looks pretty good to me, too. I'm probably going to tease it to the under as well. Things could change, Gabe, but I will say this. It actually capped off. I was cool the other night, but baseball went great. The Mets came back even without DeGrom to hit that parlay. So I went like 7-1 in baseball tonight. The Indians lost in extra innings against the
Cubs.
Great
job,
We swept the board in Cincinnati. Cincinnati got it done. The Yankees, the parlays. So we did all right. Nice bounce back night.
Way to go, Cam.
Great job. What do you think, Babano, of the hockey game?
All right, so this one's simple. I know I'm not taking Tampa. Here's what I'm doing in terms of the side and the total. This really all comes down for me to Braden Point. Braden Point's absence is starting to become a factor for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Look, they're 0-2 in this series without him. I believe he missed a game in the first round against Columbus. They lost that game as well. And if you watch Game 5, Tampa Bay looked out of sync in terms of their finishing ability around the net, double clutching, missing nets. Kucherov, who usually plays with Point, he looked a little lost in Game 5 on the ice without him. So that's how big Point's been. He's led them in goals. He's led them in points these entire playoffs. If he's in tomorrow night, I'm going to look over the total of 5 because I think Tampa Bay, it's going to get their offense going. If he's out, I'm actually going to be tempted to look Islanders plus 140. Tampa hasn't proven they can beat the Islanders without Braden Point on the ice in this series. And if he's out again in game 6, the Islanders have a shot. So I'm looking Islanders without Point over the total if Point plays.
Ian Cameron kicking it with us, the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart will be getting out of here in a minute. Guys, NFL football, I wanted to throw this trivia question at you. I'm not the biggest trivia guy, but I like sort of factual stuff. There's a quarterback this week. There's a quarterback this week that is like 47 yards away from passing Steve Young on the all-time passing yards list. Who's that quarterback, Cam?
Breeze?
Babano?
47 yards away from passing Steve Young on the all-time passing list.
Rivers.
Hurry up.
What? Ryan, exactly. Come on, Babano. You got to throw something. It's radio. Let's go. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Go to break, like something.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Oh, screw that. Oh. No.
Yeah.
That's wow, you got to hand it to this guy.
He's throwing a lot of yards to the other team as well. Yards?
Who cares? Exactly, Babano. Does that count passing yards for the other team? Who cares? Passing yards suck. That's all you need to know. Fitzpatrick has more than, like, Young.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Shout out to Midtown of Manhattan. Ian Cameron kicking it with us right now. Shout out to our radio affiliates. So hard to believe, eh, Babano? I threw that out there. Ryan Fitzpatrick is set to pass Steve Young for 36 all time on the all time passing list. Steve Young has 33,124 yards. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 33,077. And Fitzpatrick will, other guys he will pass, he'll pass Steve Young, Phil Sims. Like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, so Ryan Fitzpatrick has already thrown for more yards in his career, Babano, than Troy Aikman. Who'd you rather have as quarterback? Like modern really. Stats now, like passing yards, dude, they're garbage. Who cares, bro? They're like home runs now.
There's so many garbage time stats. How many quarterbacks will fill up the stat sheet in the fourth quarter when they're down by 20, right?
Yeah, I'd like to see their win-loss record. So, yeah, get this. Ryan Fitzpatrick is 37th all-time right now. You know who's 38th? Y.A. Tittle, one of the most famous classic guys in football. Y.A. Tittle. Man, he's real good. He threw for all those yards, Babano, in the old days, bro. Think how hard that was. You know what I'm saying? Those are real numbers. Troy Aikman played on a run-heavy team that won all the time. If Ryan Fitzpatrick's thrown for more yards than Y.A. Tittle, Troy Aikman, Ken Anderson, Kurt Warner, Sonny Jurgensen, Mark Brunell, there's my main man, Andy Dalton, 44th all-time. That's all you need to know, Babano. Like, Andy Dalton's thrown is the 44th all-time. Yeah, and he sucks. He doesn't suck, but you know what I mean. Like, let's be real.
The all-time passing yard stat meant less in 1990 than it did in 1980. It meant less in 2000 than 1990, less in 2010 than 2000. It means less than 2020 than at any time before, because it's a passing league and there's more and more opportunities to get garbage yards to make that stat render it meaningless.
Yeah, like Matt Ryan might end up as the most, you know, when it's all said and done, right up there. And yeah, so what? So what? What did you ever do? Okay, so you threw 340 yards every game and losses. Good for you. Sports Rage Late Night continues. We'll get into the football with Babano.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.